Before we begin, this podcast is a place of acceptance, diversity, and respect.
This podcast respects all aspects of people, including race, ethnicity, gender expression, sexual orientation, socioeconomic background, age, religion, and ability.
That being said, let us begin.
What's up, world? Welcome to The Positive Truth, uplifting positive news for a more progressive society. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at The Positive Truth, we try to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere.
I'm JP, that's Tim. This is The Positive Truth, where we bring positive news to stop the fear, stop the hatred, and bring communities together. Tim, how are you?
I am doing amazing. How are you, sir?
Doing awesome. You want to support The Positive Truth? Like, share, subscribe. Tell a friend about us. It helps us out so much. Leave us a 5-star review with a comment. Helps us out so much as well. We have some more t-shirts coming as well. Keep on saying as well. You might as well. I'm sorry. Follow our Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube.
You tried so hard to keep that in.
Yeah. So follow our social media pages where we post our own videos. Check out our last one with Cleats for Kids. It's absolutely awesome. And yeah.
Yeah.
Let's get to these positive news stories. Tim, what do you got?
Man, my first one is a dog story. Woo-hoo. So, JP, in Paradise, California, obviously we've heard about all these fires they've been having. This man and this dog got separated in this fire while his dog was trying to pull him to safety. And there's a photo that went viral. It was taken and posted by the Chico Airport Animal Shelter. Wow, that was hard to say for some reason. They posted it on social media, and it went viral because it's just beautiful. It's gorgeous. It's lovely. If you're a dog lover like me and you just found your dog after something like that, you realize he was alive, you'd be happy like I was. It's an incredible story that this picture was captured. They posted to Facebook and it said the owner... I read the wrong line. I'm sorry. This incredible story is that when Samson and his owner were fleeing the fire, Samson suddenly stopped going the direction they were heading and pulled his owner in a different direction. The owner then observed that there were downed power lines in the path they were going to take. So, yeah. Good boy, Samson. Tu sabes.
Samson is a great name. Just going to throw that out there.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Dogs are super smart. The fact that he saved his owner's life without his owner not even knowing what's going on, it's dope in itself, and I'm glad they found each other again.
Do you somehow have a video of this, Tim?
I do not, man. I wish I did. I just got a cool photo you guys can check out at the Facebook page.
I was going to say, you seem to have a video of everything, so I was just wondering.
Oh, they're coming.
Speaking of coming, Tim, how's your running been going?
Dude, my foot is getting better. You know how you told me, if you don't stop running, Tim, I'm going to be telling you, yeah, whatever, JP. And you're absolutely right, 100%. So I've been resting. I've been running a little bit, but it's not been going great. But I think I'll be able to start running full time pretty soon.
You can't just tell that story without giving me a little bit of context, making me look bad.
I apologize. JP was 100% right. I've had plantar fasciitis, and I've been trying to run through it, and it hasn't been working. It actually got really, really bad, and I decided to take his advice and rest. And yeah, JP, I'm here where I'm at now. I'm feeling confident.
I'm glad. Tim is also a track coach. And have you ever heard of plogging?
Plogging?
Yes, plogging.
I read that somewhere the other day. What is that? Is that like...
So basically, it's a Swedish word for picking up and combined with the word jogging. So what they're doing in Swedish is there's a Swedish ski resort in Stockholm where a man named Eric Alström noticed a lot of litter during his daily bicycle commute. So he was like, I like to bike. You all like to run. Why don't we start a group where we run and we pick up trash and we call it plogging? So that's what they've been doing for like months. And they teamed up with this group, this events manager named Heather Jeff at Pacers Running. And they give each other gloves and they go out and every time they run or go outside, they pick up all the trash. And he said, the idea is if we pick stuff up, it'll make it socially acceptable, make it more like people want, they'll notice their trash more whenever they see other people picking up trash, and they'll pick up trash too. You want to know what's crazy, Tim? It worked! Since they've been doing this for the past 3 months, litter has just like dropped in their city, because like when you see a bunch of people picking up trash, it's like, oh, maybe I shouldn't litter. Maybe I should pick up trash off the ground and put it in a trash can. And I think it's awesome, so I wanted to talk about it.
And, yeah, that's awesome.
And guess what, Tim? I got a video, and I never have those.
Take that, world. Yo, that's an amazing idea, man. I feel like I need to get my kids in the summertime whenever, you know, there's no school. We're up early, and we're running anyways in our community. We should, like, do at least one run a week where we're picking up trash on the way while we're doing it. I think that would be pretty cool. That like inspired me to do something positive in my community, like I hope it did for other people that are listening as well.
See, I knew you would like that story, Tim, and you should definitely do that.
Man, that's awesome, JP. You're great. You're amazing.
No. People in Stockholm that are doing this are amazing. And so is your next positive news story. What do you got, Tim?
Man, I have a positive news story about a man named John Metzler. He served in the Vietnam War, and he got a Christmas card while he was serving from a little girl. He had no idea who she was. He basically said that it helped him get him through the war. So the letter arrived on Christmas Day in 1970, and it simply read, "Dear servicemen, I want to give my sincere thanks for going over to the war and fight for us. The class hopes you will be able to come home." John was a 23-year-old Army helicopter sniper at the time, and he didn't know the girl at all, but he took it very personally. The fact that it means more to him today than it did back then, because she said thank you. And John recently got to meet her decades later, and I actually have a video of this, these two meeting for the first time. And John's family, they did a lot of research to find this girl. And now she's a grown woman. They meet each other. It's an awesome hug. You guys can check it out on our Facebook page at the Positive Truth Podcast. It's beautiful. It's heartfelt. All that good stuff.
That's awesome, Tim. How did they find each other, though?
So she signed it like Cammy. She signed it. What was it? Donna K. Donna K is what she signed it as. So her family members basically had to go back through yearbooks at this school to find this little girl, contact her through social media, and yeah.
How'd they find the yearbooks?
I mean, the letter had what school and what class.
Oh, okay, got you.
Yeah.
Have you looked at your yearbook since you've graduated, Tim?
I used to look at my middle school ones like maybe 10 years ago or so, but I didn't buy any high school ones, man.
Really?
Dude, I think I had a Bebo or something at the time, or maybe a MySpace. And I'm like, man, I'm going to see these people on MySpace. What do I need a yearbook for? I'm not going to spend $90.
Wow, revolutionary, Tim. You were correct. Smart. Anyway, we got off topic. Let's get back on topic. We're halfway through our positive news stories, so we like to do audio meditation. In the stresses of life, we often overlook all the great things going on around us. So me and Tim talk about one thing we're grateful for. Encourage you to play along with us. Think about one thing you're grateful for. Make your day so much more positive. Tim, what are you grateful for today?
Tim is super grateful for candy. I have no idea what's going on, but I have like this craving for sugar and Skittles and like Red Hot, things of that nature has been saving me lately. And yeah, it sounds terrible for me, I know, but it's been, you know, satisfying.
Okay. I just want you to know I held in asking if you were pregnant. just let you know that. Okay, Tim, I'm glad you're grateful for candy. This is the same person that was like, oh yeah, I eat 2 paydays a day and I'm 120 pounds.
Dude, I haven't gained a pound in a while, but I haven't had a payday in a very long time.
Oh, congratulations, sir. Replacing it with the other candy.
Yeah. Let me have this win.
I'm going to let you have it, man. I'm going to let you have it.
What are you thankful for, JP?
I'm thankful for all of the nonprofits in our community that we have no idea all the great things they're doing, but Like, we just take it for granted. I just think it's incredible. We're based out of Oklahoma City. There's more nonprofits in Oklahoma than there are anywhere else in the world per capita. They're everywhere, and they're doing all these great things, and we're just scratching the surface, and I think it's awesome.
Absolutely, JP. Well said.
We also, every time you buy a t-shirt, that they're all gone. We used to have t-shirts, but you know what? They got all bought up. We would donate to Suicide Prevention, RAIN, and the Positive Tomorrows in OKC. Speaking of suicide prevention, my next positive news story is about the suicide rate. In 1994, it peaked. And since then, it's fallen almost 40%. It's fallen 38% since that peak in 1994, saving over 4 million lives in the process. There's this idea that we're more isolated now than ever. Social media is oppressing us and all that. But we're still so much better than we used to be. I believe we can drop that suicide rate even more. So shout out to all the humans globally.
Yeah. I can't add anything to that, man. You had a lot of facts.
It's all good. What do you got, Tim?
Man, my last one is, it comes from a good Samaritan who basically found a lost wallet. He returned it to the rifle owner, and he threw in some extra cash, which is it's
Wait,
crazy,
what?
Right? So, yeah, man, check this out. Hunter Shamat, who's 20, he was on his way to his sister's wedding in Las Vegas earlier in the month. He lost his wallet, which had his ID, $60 in cash, a debit card, and a signed paycheck, which I have no idea why it was signed in his wallet. Don't get that. But it was lost on the flight from Omaha to Denver. Shamit received a package a few days later, which included his wallet and a letter that said, "Found this on the Frontier flight from Omaha to Denver, row 12, seat F. Wedge between the seat and wall, thought you might want it back. All the best, TJ. P.S. I rounded your cash up to an even $100 so you could celebrate getting your wallet back. Have fun."
Awesome.
Man, basically, after an interview with a local news station in Omaha, the Shamits were able to meet with the man who reunited their wallet. And he said, "I personally wanted to thank Todd Brown and his wife for restoring faith that there are amazing people out there. The world is not as grim as it's being made out to be."
Awesome. It's already good enough that you like found the wallet and sent it back in the mail, but adding money just to the top with that one. That one's great.
Thanks, yeah, man.
Speaking of that, I got a follow-up story of a story you did over a year ago, Tim, that you probably don't remember because we do so many positive news stories.
Ah, challenge accepted.
Nice. Okay, so last Thanksgiving, you did a positive news story about a homeless man who basically found a $10,000 check and then gave it back. You remember this?
All right, you win. I did.
Okay. But this ties into the one you just talked about. So I have a follow-up. This follow-up is awesome. Basically, the guy's name was Elmer Alvarez. He was a man who had been homeless for more than a year. And that encounter in 2017, last November, brought his life full circle. Basically, the person in the check was a Roberta Hosky. And she had been homeless before, but she was a realtor. So what they did last year is they offered Alvarez basically like, "Hey, you want a job as a real estate agent? We'll bring you in. We'll help you out." But here's the follow-up. He's taken the test this week to be a real estate agent. And on top of that, they formulated a plan for a transitional home for homeless teens and young adults, which will include services that many shelters don't have, including medical services on site. Alvarez says, "We want to provide them with substance abuse classes. We want the education, employment opportunities, and church services that you typically don't find in homeless centers." He's been a great worker. He hasn't been homeless in a year. It's an awesome follow-up. Check it out at Facebook, the Positive Truth Podcast.
Take that, world. That was a great follow-up, man.
So yeah, that's awesome. It ties into the one you talked about earlier. And yeah, just have faith in each other, man. Great things happen.
Deuce, obviously, you know what else is great? You just inspired me for a bonus positive news story. Do you remember, I was like maybe 2 years ago, one of our very first positive news stories, a young man got a text message from a grandma that wasn't his grandma, and she said it was a wrong number. It was an older white lady, and this was a young black male, and they ended up having Thanksgiving dinner. You remember that?
Yes, hold up. I saw this, and I forgot it too.
Me too. Yes, man. Dude, it's crazy. So for those that don't know, they just spent their third Thanksgiving dinner together. I thought it was awesome. It was a quick little story I saw on Instagram, I think, and it reminded me of the fact that we talked about it a couple years ago. But yeah, man, it's so many great things that happen around Thanksgiving that we seem to forget to talk about them. So it's, yeah, great to add that in there.
Yes. See, always, you always get the real positive news stories with Tim when he remembers mid-podcast.
Facts. All facts.
And JP gets quote duty since Tim's internet is bang bang boo. Gone out.
Boo boo.
I don't know how you're going to upload those positive news stories, Tim.
Man, I'm sitting here thinking like, man, I don't know what's going on with life. I may have to do it on my cell phone. Oh. I can't handle that.
What did we do without these supercomputers in our pocket? How did we live our lives before them?
I don't even remember.
Speaking of that, the quote is, if you can't intelligently argue for both sides of an issue, you don't understand the issue well enough to argue for either. Bang, bang, bang.
Bang.
There's also not a name attached, so I couldn't, you know, attach that at the end, but I think it's awesome.
Pew.
So we appreciate everyone for listening. We'll be back on Friday with more positive news stories. Until then, we're out.
Stay positive.